Wake up, world. It's time for the William Malcolm Morning Show, where we encourage you to pursue your dreams and live a life filled with passion and purpose. So turn up your volume and prepare to be inspired. Now, here's your host, William Malcolm.
Good morning, America, Detroit City. It is a fine day in the neighborhood. The date is September 2nd, 2023. The reason why I'm saying that, because mark this day down, because this show is going to create history. I am very, very excited today. I have geniuses and a genius alumni. This is the first time I can say that on the air today, and their families. And I'm going to actually let them all introduce themselves, starting from mom. We're going to work our way around. Remember, family, talk loud in that mic. Let them know what we about. Right, let's go.
Good morning. I am Joy Forrest, mother of Josiah.
I am Conrad Forrest, father of Josiah Forrest.
My name is Josiah Forrest, alumni of Detroit One.
Now, here go the thing, Josiah. So we're going to let you get away with it this time. Don't try that Barry White voice stuff now. So when you get to the mic, talk in the mic, because I've heard you before. You talk louder than that. Okay, go ahead.
My name is Noah Tyson, and I'm a genius in Detroit Two.
See, look how he came through. Look how Detroit Two came through. Go ahead, Dad.
This is Joe Tyson. I'm Noah Tyson's spot.
Oh, Lord. Joe Tyson. Look at that voice, y'all. He tried to take my job. Brother tried to take my job already. All right, listen. So I thank you all, first of all, for coming here on a Saturday. Before we really get into it, I would like someone, so that people know what the Hidden Genius Project is, which one of my geniuses wants to give the mission statement? Okay, go ahead, Noah. This is Noah.
The Hidden Genius Project trains and mentors black male youth in technology creation, entrepreneurship, and leadership skills to transform their lives and communities.
That's right. Get it, boy. It's credit. Yes. Yes, yes. And one of the things that they get in, they learn that mission statements, and we go on business trips and everything. So great job, Noah. He didn't know he's going to have to do that. But I want to just start from mom and dad here, because your son Josiah just finished up the 15-month. He graduated. And we're going to have the end of summer celebration. I'm going to talk about it a little bit later. But just when you were coming into the program 15 months ago, and you don't really know, because I was a parent, sometimes you don't know where you're going. You're taking your kids, you know, oh, Lord. What did you think and what did you get about the program?
Well, when Josiah first brought it to us, we were at a tech event, and he came to us saying that he wanted
Cole 313. Shout out to Cole 313.
And he initiated everything. I think he filled out the application and interviewed before we even knew about
it. Wow, okay. All right, what about you, Dad?
Yeah, it was a shock to me. And
shock in a good way or bad way?
Both.
That's a true dad right there. Explain that. Just explain that.
Because you're happy your son went out and found something, but did he find the right thing?
Yes.
And so you're always concerned, especially in this age of raising black men.
Yes, sir. Yes,
and
sir.
So it's easy for rap music and all the music out there to lead you in a mm-hmm. direction.
Programming.
That
pop,
you don't realize.
Pop culture. You don't even
exactly.
know.
Okay. And so you're concerned with your son. So when he did it, I was concerned.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
And it turned out to be a great victory for him.
Absolutely. What about you, sir? Would you go ahead, Mr. Tyson? Go ahead.
I was pleased to find out about the program. I believe he found out from his middle school through Dream Kings.
Yep. He was in my program in seventh grade.
And the fact that they were implementing technology was really important, and I caught my eye. And then when I found out you were involved, that gave me reassurance, because I've listened to your program several times before.
I appreciate it. Even though you're trying to take my job. Every time he come on, he's auditioning for my spot. I'm trying to stay on another year. This man might take my job. All right, But listen, all right, so we got the family. So my two geniuses, I want to start with you, Josiah, first, because one of the things your mom said and your dad is that you saw the program, and I think I remember you coming up to a table. We were working like a tech slam type. Talk about that, because, you know, a lot of what the narrative is on black males, because both of you all did it, they don't, they can say, let's just come out with something. We may not be, we may be lazy, we don't take initiative, we're not intelligent. Just talk about when you saw this opportunity and what went through your head to make you apply and all that stuff. Just walk us through you, because you're going to be helping some other young people out there.
What really went through my head to apply was it was more or less when Mr. Malcolm and this other alumni, they both said that you get a free computer when
That's
you
okay.
join the program. And then they also said something about free trips. I remember they said something about one Friday they went to France, and I was like, oh yeah, I want to go out of the country because I've never been, right? So yeah, I just wanted to do that. And then they also mentioned tech, and my dad's in the tech.
Yes,
and,
he is.
He says things like, one day when I'm retired, you guys are gonna take over my company, and I'm always like, When am I going to do that if I don't have the skills? So then I heard about this program and all the computer science things that they're teaching you, like HTML, JavaScript, CSS.
Tell them about it.
And I'm just like, that's a lot. And then we learned Python also, just as an added bonus, because we're learning that in school, and then most businesses use that also. So then that's also kind of cool that we learn all these different types of code, and we also learn added coding also onto it, and they teach us how to apply it into the lifestyle. So that was also a cool thing for me.
Okay, go ahead, Noah. You talk about it. You had heard about this program. I think I was in your school a year ago. I didn't even get back when we were promoting it this year. But you just walk us through how you continue to find out about it and apply.
Well, so at first I wanted to go when I was in seventh grade, but I was too young because it started when you were in ninth grade. So this year, like when I was in eighth grade, I kept looking into the site and stuff. When I think it was like January rolled around, the site sent like the information about like how to apply. Yeah, how to apply for the application and whatnot. And so I was like happy. So I told my mom and stuff. And then like I don't know what happened. But later, she told me like, yeah, I can go and apply and stuff. So I went and applied.
So and I'm gonna turn it over to the parents in a second. So for both of them, I remember Josiah asking me about, you know, just he was nervous because, you know, it's very competitive. We only take 24. And I remember just putting that spirit of he's a conqueror into him. And, you know, you should not worry about it. You have to shoot your shot. That's one of the things. And for Noah, when Noah walked in, because we do our interview day, and he came in, he had a shirt, tie, suited, and booted. I remember thinking, it really touched me, because I had not been in, I knew I didn't get back to that school. Mm-hmm. And I said to myself, and this is the first time I said, he must have been just following the website to continue. So to my parents, how does that make you feel? I'm going to start with you, Ms. Todd. How does it make you feel that your son took it upon himself? Because then, you know, and I am a father too, so a lot of times we can think about some of the things our kids can get into, but how does it make you feel that he went through and did that on his own and found something that could be an add plus to his life?
Very pleased. My wife and I, tried to instill a good work ethic and godly values in him. And for him to keep that program in his back of his mind and keep looking for it, shows that he's taking initiative, for his future, which is something that we've really been on about
sure
he's being responsible and taking accountability for his actions and what he does, because ultimately, he's the one that has to live the life that he's
created,
the path he's chosen.
Absolutely, thank you for that. How do you all feel that you know he was on something and he took the initiative? How did you all feel about that? How do you all feel about what you? Go ahead.
Well, one thing about Josiah, I've never, you know, when you look at, you know, what they're going to do in their future, I never doubt that he's going to be great. You know, just that he's going to be great, but he's going to go after what he wants. He's very driven.
Yes, he is.
And I was excited because he was excited about it. I never worried about Josiah being lacking money because he gonna find.
Oh, Josiah gonna keep his pockets tight.
That was his thing. He was like, they give a stipend too. He's like, I can get paid to do this.
That's
so
right.
I want to do this. You know,
that's
so
right.
He'll making sure he had money in his pocket. That's one thing he's always gonna do. So
that's
I don't
right.
have to worry about that.
And he's gonna do it the right way.
Right.
Yes.
Legally.
Yes, sir. Yep.
So, but he was so excited, and the interview, he was nervous, but when you called me and I was able to tell him, he how he lit up, his eyes lit up, you know, because their interviews were virtual.
Yes, they were. That was coming off that pandemic. Yes,
and he was just so excited. And I like to see that in, you know, in all of our children. But I love to see that where he has a passion for something and he, you know, goes after it and he's doing it.
And I'm going to give you a chance, Dad, but I'm about to cue you up. Pull that mic in just a little bit more. You know what I mean? Because we're going to get into it. All right. So you just heard. And Brian, producer extraordinaire, my sponsors knew this show is important. So we're not going to do any commercials today because my sponsors knew how important this is. We don't want any breaks. I am going to do a brief thing about our end of summer celebration. But I wrote a little note. I'm like Biggie Smalls, you know, old school rapper. I normally don't write stuff down when I'm in the booth, but I wrote something down that Josiah said. He said that he wants to take over the family business and he needs to learn. And I want to ask you, first of all, what is the name of your business? Put that out there.
MTS Consulting Group.
And I know as a good business person, well, how can they reach you?
You can reach me on the website, mtsconsultinggroup.com. We offer cybersecurity solutions. We do free consultations, mtsconsultinggroup.com/free.
Got the slash free in there.
Network consulting and free emergency support services so you can get to know us and figure out what your client needs.
Okay.
But what we do is specialize in helping people find how to protect themselves in an environment post-COVID that's attacking the world.
Absolutely. And so, first of all, thank you for that. And like any entrepreneur, he stayed ready. Y'all heard what he did? And Ms. Tyson, if you got something you want to put out there, you let me know too. But this is what it's about. But how did it make you feel that he said that he wants to take over the family business and he wants to be better prepared? How does that make you feel in this moment to hear that?
Oh, that's a great feeling because it means that you – as I've talked about it over the years, that he may have heard something that caught his attention that I may not even realize he had caught his attention. Mm-hmm. So that was exciting.
All right. So I'm about to put it back on YouTube. This is a feel-good show today. All right? How does it feel to hear your parents talk? Because I'm a dad, too, and a lot of times we have to parent. You know, we're not your friends. We have to parent. But in this moment, how do you feel about them saying the things that they know that you may not have picked up on? How does that make you all feel? Anyone, you can go first.
It makes me feel really good. I'm a really observant person, so just having a conversation with me, I learn a lot of things other than what you say. I learn things from your body language and things like that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, hearing things about that my parents have said and, like, they're actually listening to, like, things that I've said, most children, they always feel like they don't get, like, really fully listened to by their parents and things like that. So it kind of feels good to, like, when you're actually just, like, sitting here and you're actually listening to them and you're hearing that they're actually, like, listening to what you're saying and actually, like, understanding it and processing it. It feels kind of good. And, like, it feels like you're, like, the only, like, you feel like you're at the center of their attention right now.
And so before I go to Noah, I just want to say you are at the center of their attention. That is as a parent myself, our kids, me and my wife, our kids are all we think about. And sometimes it may not feel like that because as a parent, like I said, we have to parent first and we may do some things because we know the pitfalls and the things to look out for. We know the world. So our job is to protect you all. So they do. So but go ahead, Noah, how does that make you feel to hear what your dad said about you? Talking to Mike.
It makes me feel good to know that my father's proud of me, and so I'm going to keep going, like, hard and like what I'm doing. So, yeah.
All right. So before we go, I got to get down to this thing. So we have this big event coming up. It's the end of summer celebration. What that does is it talks about the entire – we showcase the business trips and the geniuses' work. And so the Hidden Genius Project, which is a national nonprofit that trains and mentors black male youth in technology – entrepreneurship and leadership, is hosting our second annual end of summer celebration in Detroit on September 26th from 6 to 8:30 p.m. You can follow along and you can join by RSVPing at thehiddengeniusproject.org. Tap that Detroit registration. It is a free event. We're going to feed you. And you're going to get to meet these brothers here along with 36 other brothers and their families. And they're going to be talking about the tech. We're going to be, it's a celebration. And I'm just really excited about it. And so before I go in, how do you all feel about it? This is going to be your first in the summer celebration, Noah, and this will be your second one. But how do you feel, Noah, coming up into, and what are you looking forward to or expecting?
It's going to be, I hope it's going to be fun.
Like, it's going to be fun. Ain't no hope in there, but go ahead.
I'm going to have to showcase some of my projects. And he said, Mr. Day said I might be able to talk a little bit. So
yeah, we're looking at who we're going to have to do the MC. So all of this, you second time on the radio, I think you might be in there. You go ahead, Josiah. How do you feel about your second one? And your, I guess your last one, right, as a genius?
I wouldn't say last one. I feel like I'm definitely going to be back for the rest of them. But I feel excited because last one, a lot of people, a lot of adults, I know this one business woman came up to my computer, last one, and just tried to talk to me about my business. I wasn't really fully there because I didn't really know everything about the business side of it. But I'm learning more this year, and, you know, I hope that more people come so I could talk about my business, maybe get a partnership with somebody, you know, and just be able to explain to them my step-by-step process for my business.
Mom and Dad here. I'm going to keep on pivot to you all. How does it feel to hear your mom smiling? But how does it feel? So, America, listen. Before I'm going to ask a question, I'm about to put it out there. This is not the narrative that you hear about black males. But this is the narrative about black males. Right. This show highlights that. We wish more people would highlight that. We want more people to celebrate our young men. That's why we want you come to the end of summer celebration. But Mom and Dad, how does it feel to him? You hear him talking about his business, partnerships, contacts, all that stuff. How does that feel? Make you feel?
I just, you know, we have four children, and Josiah knows, I say he's the one that keeps me on my knees.
Like, you know, I'm gonna be praying.
Right.
The blood of Jesus.
And so to see and hear him, you know, like I've said, these 15 months, he's grown a lot, matured. And, you know, just to hear him talk, he's, you know, and he's serious. He's not a lot of just.
He's straight to the point.
Surface stuff.
Yeah, he's business.
Yes, he is. And he has he reminds me a lot of his father in that aspect. And so to see him and hear him talk, and I like to see him in his little niche, you know.
His element.
Yes, his element. And it excites me because, you know, he's a senior this year. And so I'm not worried about what Josiah is going to do.
Yes, ma'am.
And so it just reinforces and encourages me that he's going somewhere. And I hope he knows that we are in his corner. We're his biggest fans.
All right. All right. You want to add anything in there?
I'm excited because I know he's going to thrive in entrepreneurship. And he could do any level of entrepreneurship, whether it be creative, technology, whatever
it is.
The
boy is bad. He knows a lot of little something
about
everything.
Once he puts his mind to it, he's going to accomplish it. And I'm glad to see him know that about himself, because I remember a time when he didn't feel that confidence.
Absolutely.
And that means a lot.
Absolutely. So, Noah, talk about some of the things. This is your first summer. You finished your first 7 weeks. Just talk about some of the what you've learned, some of the technology, use some of the verbiage that people may have to Google, but just talk a little bit about what you've learned so far, what you've done.
So I learned about like the inside of the computer, like our first week there, before we did like any coding, we got our MacBooks and everybody got excited, and we started like
brand new family.
Yeah, they were brand new. I got like eight boxes at the house.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Keep talking. We're talking about that today.
So. I learned about, like, the motherboard, like, the fans. Like, I know computers have fans, but, like, I don't, like, I thought it was just, like, a game system thing, but computers have fans.
Talk about some of the coding you've learned.
I learned about Python, JavaScript, CSS, which stands for style cascading sheets.
Is that right? Yeah, give them a round of
applause. Wait, cascading style sheets.
All right. And anything else you wanted to add that you learned?
No, but like, do we go over like different topics, like to break it down? Like, we have web dev, which is HTML and CSS. And HTML stands for Hypertext Markup Language.
Okay. All right. Okay. 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 You was paying attention. All right. And so let me toss it over to your dad. So as you hear him, you know, like you said, we were talking offline, and you said he brought that computer home. And just talk about when you learned about the program and all of a sudden you see your young man on that computer. I mean, because, you know, it's a lot of things that can come in, and you kind of remind me of myself. How did you thank you. We got 5 minutes. We got some good time, fellas. So how did it make you feel when you, first of all, when you saw him on there, you could, you know, just walk us through that feeling. And then when you investigated further and saw what he was doing, how did, walk us through that.
Well, initially, when he brought the computer home, I was happy to see it and impressed us. Okay, this is a, you know, this is for real. It's not just coming up with something made up. Mm-hmm. But he began to really spend a lot of time on his computer. And as you mentioned, we're concerned to see, what are you doing?
Cause, absolutely.
Because, I mean, he really was absorbed mm-hmm. by that. And so I was pleased to see that his time is being spent productively and not just playing games, because time is very valuable.
Absolutely. It's one thing we can't get back.
That's exactly. And we've been trying to instill that value to him. So to see him applying himself into something that's going to actually provide him a way to sustain a living, to provide him the tools he'll need to go out and be a productive member of society and to give back, is really a refreshing thing to see. We my wife and I, we try to, again, to instill godly morals to him.
Yes, sir.
To teach him that, you know, there's a good way and a wrong way to go about doing things, a right way and a wrong way. Mm-hmm. And everything you guys are doing is backing up the things that my wife and I are teaching him.
It makes me feel good.
And to see him, that, let him know that there's a business side of things that you have to go about doing things. So we appreciate the fact that we're getting support from you, your organization, and your program. And it's, he can see real time, oh, what mom and dad are talking about was not just a bunch of, you know, old folk
right,
stuff.
Right, right,
right. Exactly. This is real life. We're keeping it 100.
Keeping it 100, absolutely.
So we appreciate that.
No, no worries. And keeping it 100, we got a little under 3 minutes left. Thank you to our sponsors, because that would have ate them 3 minutes up. So what I want to ask you both, geniuses, is just name a moment. I know there are many moments, but just one thing that stuck out to you so far. Go ahead, Josiah.
A moment in the program that really stuck out to me was just this past summer. We were supposed to do a lesson because the day before we learned about TAM, SAM, and SOM. And my favorite one of those was TAM, which is the total available market, a total accessible market in a business. And we had just learned about that, and we were supposed to take the second day to learn and delve a little bit more deeper into it, right? But instead of doing that, one of us... we had a personal thing going on at home, and they kind of broke down. And then the rest of us, we all comforted him. And then we all just got in a circle. We all got in a circle, and we all just, like, talked about all the personal moments that we had throughout the program, and then how we got through it with them, and, like, how it's still affecting us to this day. Mm. And then right after programming, it rained, and it was kind of like, we all were just like kind of mad because it rained that day, and we were all trying to get home. It was pouring down.
I remember.
And it was, instead of sitting there, we went out in the rain. It was just there. We all just were just like playing on the stairs, jumping off, trying to, like, you know, doing cool poses in the rain. It was just a great day.
All right, and I just wanted to give a shout out to our partner, Lawrence Tech University. Let us have, it was something to have these black male on a college university, and they gave us the space for free, family. So I really cannot thank Lawrence Tech University enough for investing in our young men. Noah, what has been the moment that stood out for you versus, I know it's the food now, I know you like, this boy can eat, but outside of food, what's been one of the things that's really stood out for you so far? We got a little under a minute left, too.
StockX.
StockX. Talk about StockX a little bit.
Well, it was nice. Like, see, I went out on a business when I get older, so it was nice to see, like, somebody who, like, started a business, like, came from, like, kind of nothing, started, like, something, like, huge. Like, their building was, like, awesome. Mm-hmm. And, like, I'm still, like, talking to some of the people, like, now.
Okay. All right. And so as we got to wrap this up in a bow, I want to just talk about, again, the Hidden Projects, a national nonprofit. We're having an end of summer celebration for Detroit. It is going to be September 26th, and it's going to be at Lawrence Tech University. Geniuses, take us out. We got a little bit of the time left. Give a word of both of y'all, give a word of encouragement to another young person out there. Be quick, though.
Just know you could be great. Join this program. You'll learn a lot of different things, and you'll access your greatest self.
All right, go ahead, Nora.
Sometimes you just gotta take a risk.
Sometimes you, woo! That's a book title. I want 20%, okay? All right, Mom, lead us out. Give us a word to our audience as we close out. God bless. Something. Yeah, I know you're a woman of God.
God bless, and don't be afraid to take chances and pour into your children any way you can.
See, on the spot, she come through. That's what a wife does. It's William Malcolm. God bless.